Gareth, it was somewhere to win a football match, wasn't it?
Yeah, and full credit to the players. They were awesome second half. We were nowhere near it first half. And everything that we'd done well the previous two games just seemed to have disappeared in that first 45 minutes. It was a non-event of a game of football, and we just spoke at half-time about going out and giving your best. Local derby, you know, going giving the supporters something to really shout out about, and I thought we came out on the front foot. Within 2 minutes we put two great balls in, you know, Viv had put a ball in and he broke away and Longy took it off him, and Nathan D'Alfonso had a couple of half efforts that were more than what we'd done in the first 45 minutes. But to win the game the way that we did was fantastic. I thought, you know, we kept going, we stuck at it, and I'm absolutely delighted for Big Armand, because leaving him out on today was not easy. It wasn't easy at all. It was one of the hardest decisions, because he'd produced his best game for him, but we spoke to him beforehand and told him to make sure he was mentally right to go back on if needed, and what a way to win a game.
Golden substitutions again. Going to take any credit?
No. We just focus on making sure that the players give the best all the time, every day. And then when game day comes, to make sure that they go and give that as well. And that's exactly what they've done today. And second half especially. And that's what we said to the subs. You know, it's always important that the message that you give to the subs is, when you go and actually give me a problem for the next game, or go and make an impact. And that, you know, you couldn't ask for a bigger impact than that.
It's a long, long time since this football club won three home games in a week.
13 months, I've just been told. So, you know, that's something that disappoints me. But at the same time, I'm delighted that we've managed to do it this week, because that's been a massive effort for us this week.
You said it wasn't done after Tuesday night. No. It surely is now.
No, mathematically it's not, is it? So we'll recover and we'll get ready to go again at Gillingham. And like I said to you after the game on Tuesday, I want to win as many games, and I'm sure the players want to win as many of these games that we've got left.
You got some honest guys in there. Mm. I said in commentary that Colin Daniel might have misjudged that in the sun. He wasn't having any of it. He said, no, I just misjudged it.
Well, you need to go and get your eyes tested, because it's the big shade here. And I certainly knew it was in the shade, and he wasn't ever getting away with that excuse. No, it's poor, because it's our corner. It's one clearance. It's a misjudge of a bounce, and then we do ever so well to get back, but then we don't follow, you know, keep it out of the back of the net. So from our point of view, it's a disappointing goal. That said, you know, we then go and score two wonderful goals, because the technique of Vivs is magnificent at 88 minutes.
And Dolly Menga, that was a superb cross for Big Armand's winner.
Yeah, you'll not believe me, but the pair of them try that every day in training, at the end of training. No, they do. They practice, and they want crosses for the big man, and we've been dying for him to score a Rudy Gestede-esque goal, and that was it. You know, obviously, Rudy is one of the best headers of the ball I've ever seen in football, and we've been on at Armand about that, and that was, you know, Rudy would have been proud of that one today, that's for sure.
It's been a tough week, mentally, yeah, physically. Yeah. A few days off for the boys?
Well, they can have tomorrow off, and then we'll see how we go Monday, but, you know, we've got to keep on now and have a right good go at Gillingham.
Yeah, you'll be looking to get as many points as you can in that column.
Yeah, we've got nine to play for. So, you know, we, in our generation, we were brought up that no matter what you play, you try and win it. And so that's what we'll do with these three games. The next game, we'll try and, you know, beat Gillingham. And then after that, we'll have another fantastic game here against Shrewsbury. We're pushing for promotion. From what I hear, there's going to be, you know, 2,500 Shrewsbury fans coming. And they'll be looking to hopefully celebrate promotion, but at the same time, we'll be, you know, wanting to try and win that game. And then finally, we go for the final game of the season away at Rotherham. And, you know, I used to play at Rotherham, so I want to go there and win that one as well. So, does that answer your question?
Having a beer tonight?
I might have one in the beer garden, because it looks quite sunny.